You can create all the systems in the world, you can have all the vision in the world, but if you're not actually getting out there in front of people, then it's just not going to happen for you. You need to create visibility before you can create an offer, before you can offer your product or service, before people can even know that you exist.
Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imprint. Today is all about how to attract your dream customer or client. This is the second part of the Creative Business Challenge. The first part was really focusing on what problem are you solving, so getting clear on your product market fit. This is all about how can you attract people into your world? How can you create visibility for yourself? And just as last time, there is a workbook that goes alongside this episode. So if you would like to download the workbook, you can go to nataliewalton.com/design-and-grow. And you can get a series of questions to really help you get clarity on how you can go about this process and getting clarity on who you want your dream customer or client to be as well. So why is this important? Well, of course, without customers or clients, you're really talking into the abyss. You can create all the systems in the world, you can have all the vision in the world, but if you're not actually getting out there in front of people, then it's just not going to happen for you. You need to create visibility before you can create an offer, before you can offer your product or service, before people can even know that you exist. Otherwise, you're just going to be basically waiting around and twiddling your thumbs. And if you've got a course or a membership or any kind of online offer in that sense, then ultimately you're just going to end up launching to crickets. So you might at the moment be thinking, but you know, the market is already saturated in terms of what you want to do, and that might be holding you back. And you think, you know, I want to be an interior designer, but there are so many interior designers out there. How on earth am I going to actually get anybody to see me, notice me, see my work, and just get any kind of visibility? Or you might just want to be really struggling with getting visibility in general. It's like, I've got an Instagram account, I've set myself up a website, but I'm just not getting any traffic. Nobody's coming to my Instagram page. I'm not getting anyone to see me other than my friends and family. And maybe you feel like you're just not making any progress because of that. Or you realize that perhaps you just need to stand out from the crowd and you need to create a point of difference. And we spoke about that in last week's episode, which was, what problem are you solving? But of course, with every challenge, there is an opportunity, and we just need to get creative with how we face these challenges, how we come, you know, approach them. And this is something that I actually was just saying to my daughter recently. She really wants to get a dog, and she was just seeing, you know, the reason that we said no right now. We didn't say no forever, we said not yet. And she just felt so defeated by it. And I said to her, look, you've got to look at all the reasons why this is actually a good thing. It gives you more time to prepare. It gives you more time to learn about how to, you know, puppy train. It gives you more time so that we can set up our home correctly. It gives us more time to buy all the things and really be so well prepared so that once we welcome a puppy into our home, we're actually on the front foot and we're not on the back foot. So, I mean, this kind of idea just applies to so many different areas of life. We can look at a situation and see all the reasons why it's not going to work for us, why it's too hard, why it's a challenge. But instead, I really encourage you to look at all the reasons why this is actually a great opportunity. Why are you perfectly placed to make this happen? How is this actually an amazing time to be doing this? Really give your brain evidence of why this can work, because it can. And honestly, the thing that separates the people who become successful is that they just keep finding reasons to make it happen. They just keep finding reasons to make it work and looking for solutions. And I completely can see having, you know, four children and they're all such different personalities. And I can see how some of them go towards, it's too hard, I can't do this, I feel overwhelmed. And others of them are just so, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to get into it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm just going to try. And honestly, that is what is going to reap the rewards for you. So just starting with that little encouragement for you. And so we're going to look at the different ways that you can attract your dream customer. And I'm going to look at three key ways. Now, of course, we looked last time at how you can really get clear on who your ideal customer is. So go back to that episode if you haven't listened to that. We looked at some of the questions and as well as go through the workbook, and that will really help you. So now this is all about, you know who you want to market or sell your product or service to. How are we going to attract them into our world? How are we going to create that visibility? How are they going to even know that you exist? So let's look at how you can do that. The first key step to this is creating value through content. So there are so many ways now. It's actually never been easier to really put yourself forward as a professional, put yourself forward as an expert, even if you're at the beginning of your journey, because there are so many free resources even to really do this. You can create beautiful inspiration boards. You can create amazing templates in Canva, and that's all free. You know, you can create so many things online that don't cost you any money. They just cost your time, and they are actually really easy to do. So you can share insights into your process and share that on social media. You can share your inspirations, which really gives people a clear idea of your visual style and what they can expect from you in your product or service. You can share behind the scenes of creating something, even if you're doing a screen share of you creating a mood board. There are so many different ways that you can create value through content, whether you're at the very beginning of your process or if you're already out there and trying to market your product or service, but just trying to get more visibility for what you do. So share what you are doing. And look, even if you're not currently working on your dream projects, just share the snippets of the good little moments in there. Even if it's just sharing a little snippet of, actually, this was something that I did with the studio that I'm in at the moment. On the exterior, we had the timber, and I created a photo, and it was literally sharing, you know, one color, the timber, raw timber on the left, and the painted stained timber on the right. And it was just quite a visual image in terms of just one color on the left and the other color on the right. And it almost looked like a before and after. If you are working on a project where you're using color, even if it's two different shades of white, I mean, you can have the swatches, you can have the colors on the wall, you can show the color cards that you use. If you paint onto color cards, there are so many different ways that you can do this and really talk through your process and how you approach it so that people really start to get an understanding of what you do and how you can help them. So really try and find ways to create value through content, and people will start to save your work. They will start to share your work with others, and it will start to gain traction. So it's really important to really make the effort in this way. The second important way that you can attract your dream customer or client is really using leverage through your networks. So there are, you know, two key ways that you can do this. This is obviously, you can do it through friends and family. If you're starting out, you can, you know, talk to other parents. If you're, for instance, an interior designer, or you've got some kind of shop, you know, talk to the people. If you're a parent and you were at the school gate, talk to people in your local community, do postcard drops. I mean, there are so many different, all those ways still work and they're still quite powerful. I mean, there was a local shoe shop that opened in our little village of Bangalore a little while ago, and she put an ad in our local newspaper, and I actually saw the sandals that she had, and I thought, oh wow, these are really beautiful. I'm looking for some new sandals. And it was like a small little ad in the local newspaper. And I went to her shop, and she was saying that she'd actually had so many people go visit her shop because of this ad in the local newspaper. I don't buy national newspapers anymore, but we've got a free local newspaper, and it's actually an incredible, effective marketing tool in that kind of sense. There are so many different ways that you can do this. You can, you know, if your local school has got a fundraising event, you can offer your services for free, and often they can advertise in that way. There are just so many different ways, because it's, sometimes it's just getting the experience, getting your work out there. But if you need to grow even more, then there are some other strategies as well. So, of course, use social networks. I really think it's a good idea to focus on one before you move on to another. So for many of you, this will be Instagram. It will be using Instagram to really market your product or service. It is such an easy tool. I know that everyone, including myself, you know, moans and groans about the algorithm, but ultimately it is a free platform, and it is still possible to have huge growth on that platform. It's not like it was when it first started. And I think we just have to let go of that. But it is still possible to grow on that platform. And it's still possible to have posts go viral. And you've really got to focus on, you know, what are the posts that I really connect to? Which images do I save? And really put yourself out there in that way. And you really want to as well position yourself that, encouraging people to take action in some way. So it's one thing to create a post that people think, oh, that's nice, but how can you move them to action? How can you have a call to action, sometimes referred to as a CTA? How can you include a call to action to get people to your website, to get people to your newsletter, to get people to your email list, so that you can let them know when you have more spaces available for your product or service, or when you've got a new product launch, or when you've got a new photography series that's available? You really need to start getting people off social media and onto your email list. That is definitely important. But focus on one social media before you start branching out into too many, because it can spread you really thin. And I do find that it's best to try and focus on one at the start. But of course, you don't want to be reliant on that. I mean, I had my Instagram hacked, and it can happen. So you don't want to have all your eggs in the Instagram basket. But of course, it's a really good and powerful starting point. So use that to your advantage, but get people onto an email list so you can make offers to people in that way. And there are three other ways that you can really grow your visibility. One is that you can obviously build through social media and through your own networks of family and friends. So I've just spoken about that. You can borrow. You can borrow visibility, borrow an audience. And this is through partnerships. Can you partner with anyone? Can you partner with brands? Can you talk to, if for instance you're an interior designer, can you, if you're using, for instance, a particular tapware, can you tag them? Can you talk to them about maybe getting a discount, or depending on where you're at on your journey, something so that they might include your project in their catalog or on their website? You know, this can increase your visibility. Many of these bigger, you know, tapware companies, hardware companies, they actually have quite sizable followings. And so if you can get featured on one of their posts, you can start to leverage their audience to grow your audience. And then the third way is that you can buy your audience. Now, this is not for everybody, but it certainly is a very effective way to get visibility for your product or your service. If you've got a homewares brand, you might want to do sponsored posts. You might even want to work with influencers or people out there that can really help spread your message. So as I said, there are three key ways that you can leverage your networks. You can build, borrow, or buy your visibility or your audience. And the third key step in this process of attracting your dream customer or client is to create exceptional experiences. So once you have got your first customer or client, or you've got a handful, or even if you've got more than that, but you're really looking to grow your business, you want to make sure that you're creating an outstanding customer service experience that really sets you apart and just has people falling in love with you on an even deeper level. So obviously you need to get people over the line as that initial starting point. But once you have them over the line, how can you make their experience so good that they become, there's this idea of they become raving fans, you know, that they end up spreading your word for you. They talk to friends and family. And honestly, it is the most cost-effective way to grow visibility because people are doing the work for you and it becomes exponential growth. It becomes compound growth. So to create that outstanding experience is so important. If you've got a product business, how can you create an amazing and memorable unboxing experience? So much so that people want to unbox your packages so that they can share it on social media and they just love having that connection. And then other people want to have that experience too. What are the small touches that you can include in your product or service to really take that experience to the next level? And the third part of this part of the component is really also about managing expectations, especially if you are dealing with a client. So if you are an interior designer or you've got some kind of service where you are creating deliverables for people, you really want to have a very clear process for onboarding and, you know, the whole project management. And then even the sort of the offboarding, the end part of the project, where then you're gathering reviews and testimonials so that you can use that for gaining future clients or customers as well. You always, always, always want to be gathering customer referrals and reviews. These are the most powerful way to leverage your product or service and attract new clients or customers. There is nothing that is more powerful than a testimonial or a review about what you offer. It speaks volumes over any kind of marketing that you put out into the world. So many interior designers, I will also add, you know, they don't necessarily have or need to have huge followings on social media. They just need to start somewhere and offer an exceptional experience, get referrals and reviews that will then bring in new clients or customers. And it's something really worthwhile remembering. And of course, this idea applies to other types of creative products or services out there as well. So just to recap, first of all, if you want to attract your dream customer or client or more of them, then really create value through the content that you put out there to start getting more credibility. Leverage your networks so you can build this through your own networks in terms of friends and family or social networks. You can borrow them through partnerships, or you can buy an audience or visibility through paid ads. The third step is to create exceptional experiences. You really want to have that experience, you know, go to the next level for your customers or clients so that they remember you. You know, they leave with that really positive afterglow of, you know, experience with you or your product or service, and really manage expectations too. That is so important. I hope that you have found this really helpful. Again, if you want to work through some of these ideas, brainstorm these ideas, go to get the workbook, which you can find at nataliewalton.com/design and grow. And I trust that you're going to find that really helpful. And again, If you know anyone who is trying to grow their product or service, they're trying to gain traction, they've been struggling, or they just want to start, they don't know where to begin, then please share this episode with them, because these are really key foundational questions and steps to move through to really make it happen and make the creative business that you want to have actually come to life and be a success, so that you're really setting yourself up for future success too. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you found this valuable, and I can't wait to connect with you again soon.
All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.